In today's specialty crop news, a third category of citrus growers can cause some challenges for protocol Asian citrus psyllid treatments around a new trap find. There are two main citrus grower categories and protocols for ACP treatments in an area when a new psyllid is found.
General categories are residential properties that have citrus trees, backyard trees, garden trees, and then the producing commercial citrus operations. In the case of if an Asian citrus psyllid is found, the CDFA will come in and, with the property owner's permission, will treat their citrus trees to protect them from the ACP. If a commercial grove is in the vicinity of an ACP detection, the commercial grower is responsible for treating their trees, and they have certainly a vested interest in doing that.
Grower liaison Cressida Silver says a third category can cause some problems, as most who are in that group don't have the resources to comply without help.
Any property that has 25 trees or more is considered commercial, regardless of how those trees are managed and regardless of how those trees are used. And so what that means is that a property with 25 trees or more will be, the property owner will be asked to treat the trees themselves. And sometimes this is a challenge because a lot of times, even though folks have a lot of trees, they're not using them commercially. They're not registered with the Ag Commissioner's office. A lot of times we don't have their contact information. It's hard to reach them. When we do reach them, they're not aware of the situation. They have no knowledge, no expertise. A lot of times they don't have the resources to treat their trees. And so this can be a challenge to try to work together and find a solution to help them manage their trees or perhaps remove some of the trees if they're not interested, if they're not able to take care of them, just to reduce the risk of those trees harboring the psyllid or the disease.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.